Posi, just to continue, or I should say, to finish up the sugya on Yud Aleph Amud Beis 11b. So about 24 lines up from the bottom is where we left off today. Right, 2, 4. Yes, Amalei Tenisua. Literally right where we left off today. So remember again, we're dealing with the same case about a situation of Machzir Grushaso, and then ultimately again afterwards, we'll call him Rulin, who's the Machzir Grushaso, goes ahead and dies. So the question is, what's the impact upon his Machzir Grusha wife, as well as her Tzara for Yibum purposes? So Amalei Tenisua, Haisa Achas Ksheira V'Achas Psula, if ultimately again one of them was Kasher and one of them was Pasul, so we're talking about over here as follows. Reuven dies, leaves behind two wives, Rachel and Leah. If one wife was a kshera and one wife was a psula, so the Gemara says, if he's going to do chalitza with the psula. And if he's going to do yibum with the kshera. So what does this mean? My kshera, my psula. Ile mkshera, kshera li alma, psula, psula li alma. If you literally mean that kshera literally means that she has a status as kshera the amorah, she says that she's a woman who can marry a kohen, and pasul means psula la'alma. For example, again, that halacha la'maisa, Reuven had married Rachel, and Rachel was already a divorced woman. She was already a divorcee. So that whatever implications regarding marrying into the kahuna were already existent. Kevon delididei chazya, my nafka lamine. Since ultimately, again, as long as she is fit for the yavam, what does it matter? Elalav kshera, kshera lei, psula, psula lei. Rather, I will say what it must be referring to, says the Gemara, is we're talking about Reuven, who's married to a woman who is kasher and pasul to him, to the husband himself. Umainihu, what's an example of where a man may be married to a woman who is pasul to him? Machzir grushaso. Ultimately, again, a man who remarried a woman who he divorced after she had subsequently married someone else. And yet, what did we learn? V'katani, v'mhaya miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira. And yet it says explicitly in the Braisa that if the husband were to die and the surviving brother were to do yibum, that halacha l'maisa, ultimately, again, he can go ahead and he should do yibum with the wife who is kasher. So it sounds like from here, so just to kind of pull this together, it sounds like from here that halacha l'maisa, if Reuven were to transgress and remarry his divorcee and then die without children, that halacha l'maisa, yibum and chalitza would still be in effect. To which the Gemara says, olam kshera ksher liyama. No, in fact, that's not what it means. We go back to what we said before. It's referring to a man who's married to two women. One of them is a woman who is fit to marry into the kahuna, and psula psula li alma, and other pasul means she can't marry into the kahuna. The dika amrit kevon dilidide chazye my nafka le mina, and we said before, but if they're both fit for the yavam, what does it matter which one he does chalitza with? Mishum, the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef, Kan Shana, Rebbe, Lo Yishpoch, Adam, Me Boro, Va'achirim Tzrichim Lohem. We'll say, very interesting Gemara. We're going to get into this sugya, which is as follows. In a situation where, let's say, the Yavam is going to do Yibum, he's going to do Chalitza. So we're going to discuss that a woman who undergoes Chalitza has a little bit almost of a quasi status of a divorcee, of a grusha, which means that a woman who has undergone chalitza cannot go ahead and marry a kohen. So therefore, in a situation where chalitza is going to occur, and let's say there are two wives who are subject to yibum chalitza, and the yavam knows he's going to do chalitza, we tell him to do chalitza with the woman whose status won't be impacted by the chalitza. Let's say, for example, again, Reuven's married to two wives, Rachel and Leah. Let's say Rachel was previously married. She was married to Zvulun. She was divorced from Zvulun. So she's a grusha, which is fine. She's divorced. Reuven married her. Reuven's not a kohen. He married her. Now Reuven dies without children. So Rachel and Leah fall to Shimon for Yibum. So if Shimon does chalitza with Leah, he renders her a quote-unquote chalutza. She has the status of a divorcee. She cannot marry a kohen. But if he just does chalitza with Rachel, Rachel's already a divorcee from her first marriage. She already has that status. So halacha lemaisa, chalitza really has no additional impact upon her. So therefore, Rebbe says, when deciding who to do chalitza with, let's see if there's one woman there where chalitza will impact her status, and another woman there where chalitza will not impact her status, much better to do chalitza with the woman whose status will remain unimpacted. Incredible, says the Gemara. Tashma, Hamachzir Grushasa Mishani says, Hivitsarasa Choletzes. So the Gemara says, there, but Gemara quotes the Braisa says that if a man remarries his wife, who he divorced, and she subsequently remarried, and now she's divorced or widowed, and her husband remarries her, Hivitsarasa Choletzes. So both she and her tzara do chalitza, to which the Gemara says, Hivitsarasa, only one woman does chalitza, Elaima Ohi Otsarasa. Ultimately, it means either she or her tzara, velav tarutze kametaretzde, taritzachi, hi choletzes, tzarasa o choletzes, o misyavemes. So I will say what comes after the sugya ends off as follows, that in a case of machzir grushaso, in a case where a man illegally remarries his divorcee, the Gemara indicates that halacha lemaisa, if the brother is going to do something with the machzir grushasa wife, it has to be chalitza. No one should do yibum with this wife. She should do chalitza. But with her tzara, with her co-wife ultimately, again, can be subject to yibum or chalitza. So I'll say, so it turns out that the conclusion of the sugya seems to be that halacha lemaisa, that if a man illegally is machzir grushaso, he remarries his divorcee and then dies without children, the brothers should not do yibum with the machzir grushaso, with the illegal wife. Although if they did, it sounds like it works, but lemaisa, again, they shouldn't do it. They should do chalitza with her, but they do have the option of yibum with the co-wife. All right, Shkayachar, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with Amar Bichia Bar Abba, the first wide line on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and Shkoyach.